All right, so here we are worldwide live to the internet with BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. We have a very special call tonight with our special guest from...
Hi.
Hello, Wynn.
Are you talking about me again?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi. You're welcome.
Hi.
So good to have you tonight. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
How do you know that's Kimberly?
I know Kimberly from L.A., and I recognize her voice, and I see her number 818, so it can't miss.
All right.
Thank you.
Kimberly, we're not going to start for a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Usually people call in at the very beginning. But we are live on the internet right now. They hear you on the internet.
Okay.
So
hi.
Everybody on the internet, just be patient, and we'll be starting officially shortly. But you know, unofficially, I should say, we start. This call goes on when you're not on it. It's just a blip in physical reality, but energy continues always. So
that's right.
So Kimberly, while we're waiting for people to show up, Hives will. Where is everybody? No one's showing up tonight, Hives.
No one's going on. Got your email out early.
Huh?
I sent it out early.
I know. I sent it two emails out.
The circle is starting. The metaphysical circle is happening. I feel it.
Yes.
Right.
It's great to have you here, Kimberly. Really.
Thank you. I feel great, beautiful, joyful
connection. It's awesome.
Tonight.
We do have one guest here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name or location. If you want to. We welcome you. And, of course, I welcome all those on BBS. And for the record, today it is July the 10th, the Monday in 2017. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name or location.
Hi. This is Tyrion Stoma.
Hello, Teddy. Good evening to you and welcome.
Good evening.
We are Ian and Kimberly and a silent caller, but the energy is awesome.
Kimberly, Meredith.
All right, Mark, joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm calling from Salem, New Hampshire.
From Pennsylvania, and the lady from New Hampshire, what's your name?
My name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Robert, everyone.
Oops. Robert from Ohio.
Hello, from Ohio. Is it Robert?
Yes.
Hey, Robert. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call. And I heard a lady's voice. What's your name?
Trudy in Michigan.
Hi, Trudy. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Is it Prudy?
It's Prudy, yeah.
Oh, it's Prudy. Hi, Prudy.
Hi.
Recognize your voice. Welcome to the call.
Yeah, thank you.
And more people have joined in. Welcome to you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
It's Dharmananda in Boulder Creek.
Hi, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good.
Now, I will tell you all, I think we're going to have a lot of new people on the line tonight because Kimberly did a blast to her own list.
All right.
She has people that love her. So,
How can you not
love her?
Uh-huh. All right. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Jim from Orlando.
Hi, Jim from Orlando. Welcome to the call.
And Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Teddy. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So we are at the clock of 6. I think that we should just, I'm going to turn off the things and win. If it's okay, then we start our own recording.
Let's just wait a little longer, because people are used to me starting a couple minutes late, okay?
Right, no problem. And more people joined in, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Frances calling in from Martinez, California.
Hi, Frances. Welcome.
Thank you.
And
Chris,
well. Hi, Chris from Memphis. Welcome to the...
Hello. Okay.
Kimberly?
Yes?
Chris has a crush on you, but he doesn't know it yet.
On who?
Be quiet.
I don't even know who you're talking about. You've got me intrigued, though.
Did you get my email blast today?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh no! I've been in and out all day. I just got in.
Have you heard me talk about Kimberly on the calls?
Yeah, and I've always wondered, you know, who she was.
Well, she's listening to you right now. Okay. She's here.
Oh, hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
So be good, Chris. No grunting.
Yeah.
All right. So we have the dings are turned off. I just want to say hi to those who came on board here in the last minute. If you want to, feel free to say a name and location.
All the ingredients.
I picked up Raiden. Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome to the call. And the lady's voice, who's that?
Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to the call.
Deb in Oregon.
Anna in Berkeley.
Hello, Deb from Oregon. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Cheryl from Philadelphia.
Welcome to the call, Cheryl.
Thank you. And Anna in Berkeley.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the call.
Harris.
All right.
You want to keep the lines open, Vin, or?
Yeah, just for a moment. Hello to everybody that's listening on the internet. And let me start our recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 16th, 2017.
July 10th.
July 10th? God, why can't I ever get that right? My God, I just did much better, okay? And this is the Winfrey Conference Hour, and this is probably one of the most unusual calls and broadcasts you're ever going to listen to. And I'm talking because I expect there's people listening that have come in because they are endeared with Kimberly, which I am as well. Everyone gets endeared with Kimberly. And we've been doing this call for quite some time, and I usually don't have guests. Usually, we have our call is centered around an experience I've been having for quite a few years now, where my friend Terry was started channeling, and I ended up having dialogues, asking questions to this source, this intelligence that identified itself as the Council of Elohim. Who's making all that noise?
Kimberly.
Kimberly's making noise?
Yep.
No.
Oh, you are the 818, right, Kimberly?
Yeah.
That's another 818, I think. Okay.
Okay. I will mute that line if it comes up.
Yeah. Yeah. Kimberly's 818. There she is. See her? Okay. So we have been talking to a group called the Council of Elohim. And in my questions to them, they said they created the universe, and they existed before there was a universe. And then they made the universe so it would grow by itself. Historically, Elohim is one of the words for God. But when I asked them if they liked to be worshipped, they said no. They said, really, they're more like our higher dimensional friends. And the universe has gotten kind of screwed up because of the way it replicated itself, and a lot of negative came into it. And they are very, very happy to interface with humans that just let them speak, I will say, from their hearts, but their energy hearts. And we've had endless conversations with them, and people have gotten very endeared with our work. Many people have grown tremendously. And my friend Terry, who is on the line, is one of the people who, the main person who has been the voice, the channel for the Elohim. Hi, Terry. Terry, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
And, you know, in the first few years that this was, excuse me for talking about myself, but I just want to give a little context before we go into Kimberly. For the first few years, for me, my experience was like being in a science fiction movie. It was hard to believe they were who they said they were. And, but I said, they never told me to do anything. They never said, okay, you're supposed to go out and change the world and be a messiah, which I'm certainly glad they didn't, because I didn't know how to do that. I'm just an ordinary guy who is having extraordinary experiences. And then at one point, I asked them if Terry had ever been anybody famous in a past lifetime. And they told me to look up St. Catherine of Siena, who I never heard of. And so I looked up St. Catherine, and I found the story of this young woman in Siena, Italy, who was going into the local church, and they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And St. Catherine's dialogues with God became an official part of Catholic history.
Oh, no, don't do that, man, please.
Okay, just do my part over here.
I don't want that to breathe.
I better mute her.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So, as I continued to study St. Catherine, I found some pictures of her, some paintings, and she was the spitting image of St. Catherine. And so we have been having...
I was.
Yeah, Terry was.
I was a spitting image. Yeah.
And it kind of like said, uh-oh, I think what I'm doing is real. And then about 5 months ago, Terry started getting really low energy and unfocused. And it kept getting worse. And after a while, I took her to the hospital, and they gave her a blood transfusion. And then 2 weeks later, they had they called and said, you've got to see an oncologist because she has stage 4 lymphoma, which is really serious. So we were doing all kinds of alternative therapies. We had one session of chemotherapy, and then I got a email from Sam Kowals, I think is how you say his last name, and he said in his email, this healer, Kimberly Meredith, is coming to Sedona, and we live in Sedona. So I asked my sources, and I said, would it be a good idea for Terry to see Kimberly? And they said it would. So we went and saw Kimberly, and we were in the room, and she was scanning the room, and she was going to pick 3 people who were the worst cases in the room and have them and work on them publicly, okay? I didn't know what to expect, but so the very first person she worked on was Terry. And she called Terry up to the front of the room, and she was having the whole room say, I am light, I am love, I am in 12D, and she was laying her hands on Terry. And when we left, Terry felt better than she had in months. Her energy was really high. So we scheduled 2 more sessions with Kimberly while she was here. And in the first session, I was there, and if you don't understand how Kimberly operates, she's bizarre. She blinks, and she's got all these guides coming through her on the other side, and they are working with her and guiding her, and she gets yes or no answers from them by whether her right eye blinks and her left eye blinks. And so I got the opportunity while I was sitting in the room and she was working on Terry to ask a couple questions to her guides and get blinks. And so I said, are any of you from the Elohim group? And she blinked, yes. And then I said, are any of you from the Ra group? Now, that's another source that we were working with. And we got another yes. And, I mean, I believe this was news for her because she thinks, you know, she's identified with her sources as being part of God, which, of course, they are. But suddenly, I was getting it specific, and her sources were acknowledging it. Kimberly, what did you think when I did that?
I have to apologize. I got kicked out for a minute because the phone line was ringing on the other side, and I'm not used to being on this line and managing the other line, and it was throwing me off, so I didn't hear your previous line. I called mm-hmm. back in and got back in.
Mm-hmm.
So can okay, you repeat the line again?
I was just telling everybody how I was sitting in the second session you did with Terry, which was not a public session. The first session
right.
was a public one.
Yeah.
And that I had asked your sources,
uh-huh.
are any of you from the Elohim group? And then you got a uh-huh. yes link. And then I said, are any of you from the Ra group? And you got another yes blink. And then I,
yes.
so the question
right.
was, what did you think when...
Okay. I don't, you know, I don't think.
You don't so, think, okay.
You know, I that's too complicated for me. I go with what I step aside And since I'm a trans channeler, and nice to meet everybody out there right now that's listening in, and God bless you for being here in this divine moment. And I just do what my eyes say, and I'm guided by the Holy One, which is Christ consciousness, light, love. And I believe that I'm just following what God, you know, I call beautiful God, which is love, tells me to do. So when you ask me the question, it says yes, and three blinks means it's confirming it.
Mm-hmm.
The answer.
Okay. Well, you know, I thought I might ask you. We had you on the previous time, and I don't want to go through the same material. I want to ask you how this all started for you. Because
I would like to go back to the point where I did go out and scan the room. When you say scanning, I'd like to clear that up for one moment. When I do go out to an event and I do a room full of people, I am called upon. The angels are what is going out in the room and finding. The angels come through me, and I do tapping with my hands. I sign language messages from the other side, and they went to Terry because the angels were called upon through me to go to everybody. They go through the room and they find who the other side are, the angels picking who they feel they want to go to. So yes, I didn't know you and Terry, and they went to Terry first because they felt that she was the one they wanted to pick at that moment, and then they bring her onto the table, and they went through her body, and they blinked where they knew that she had been not well. And then I'm guided through the Holy Spirit where they want to do the healing. Just to clarify that. But go ahead.
Yay.
So, next question.
It's like your conscious mind, even right now while we're talking, I don't know if you guys sense this, but she is like connected all the time to her. She calls them angels. I call them her team, but her angel team. Aspects of higher dimensions, consciousness of higher dimensions that are using Kimberly to heal people. And I have been observing it. I've watched all these people in our group get sessions with you and start having results. And
well, they're blinking actually a negative no on that when they're saying, I want to make clear the process. So the angels do go out, and there's a difference between a private session and a group healing. So when I do an event, there are the angels that go out and find the people in the room. And when I do, then I do have multiple scientists and guides that work through the scanning process of the body. That is 2 or 3 minutes that I scan a person's body and call out, like you said, the left eye blink means good. The right eye blink means something has gone on the body, and not quite right that's gone on, you know,
right.
When you were born or now. And that is a multiple of guides, Einstein, Casey, you know, lots of different, healers that I'm channeling. And so, you know, and then when it's a private session, of course, you've chosen to come see me, so it's not, me coming out and finding you.
Yeah, well, it was amazing to see you do that publicly. But when you call people up in front of the room, is it a similar experience that when you have a private session with them? Can it be just as strong?
Absolutely. Skyping or coming into my office, absolutely. It's all different ways of coming, and we are multidimensional human beings, and we live, and we're chosen in this dimension to embrace whatever dimensional growth pattern that is available that we want to choose at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Our planet is a gift to us, and how we choose to live in this dimension and embrace the miracle that God has given us is ours.
Mm-hmm. Now, this all started out about, was it 4 years ago?
Around that, yes.
Around 4 years ago, and you were in a hospital, and you had a really serious thing, and you came out of the hospital, and then you became aware that you had other presences around you. Is that correct?
Yes. When bless you for asking. I gradually recovered. You know, over a course of period of time, began to walk, and then I was awakened to the gifts gradually, and then accepted that they were happening to me, and then I started to become who I am today.
When was the first time you manifested the gift?
Well, I had some of these little gifts happening when I was very little, and then I didn't, notice them until after this current accident, and then actually after the started to come out, maybe 3 years ago.
So somebody came to you and you had to do a healing on them, right?
It was not like they came for a healing. It was first started doing healing on myself, I noticed. Mm-hmm. And then a friend, I prayed on them, and they were healed.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Yes.
And did you feel the presence?
It was an Achilles heel, was completely out of the ankle, and I had prayed a Hail Mary on his heel, his mm-hmm. Achilles heel, and it was healed by the glory of God.
So it was an Achilles heel.
Yes, it was healed.
Okay.
He was supposed to have surgery, and it was healed.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't need the surgery.
He never needed to have the surgery, no.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of amazing because you work with somebody and actual physical things change in their body, yes?
I didn't know anything about, a healer. I knew of saints before, and, I knew of different things like that. But at that moment, I was still recuperating from what had happened to me, and I didn't know that was going to be my life going in this direction or anything like that. And he had called me up, and he had said, I canceled my surgery, and the doctor said my heel has been healed. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, Kimberly, I'm healed. My Achilles heel is completely healed. It's been injured for 2 years, and I canceled my surgery. It's a miracle. And I said, I don't understand. And he said, well, it's completely healed.
You were surprised, yes?
I didn't understand. I was shocked. And then he mm-hmm. started sending me people for me to lay my hands on them and just, to pray. And then mm-hmm. at that moment, my head was starting to feel a lot better, and I was praying on my head. And at the moment, my voice was changing. It was sounding a little more biblically sounding, and my walk was starting to change, and I was starting to become a channel at that moment. Mm-hmm. A moment, days later, you started becoming more and more of a channeler.
How many months after your first session where you worked with that,
Probably 8 months after I started blinking and scanning started happening, where I would find things on, and these were mostly bodybuilders that were coming from Gold's Gym, more and more Gold's Gym bodybuilders. Were coming, and at that point I had over 250 people coming throughout my home. They were finding out that I was becoming, they were calling me the miracle healer at Gold's Gym, because I was laying hands on their rotator cuffs and knees, and I was getting their backs healed, and the word was getting out that I was able to lay hands on people and pray and heal them and know where things were at with my blinking eyes and my hands scanning them. But I was not praying and dissolving tumors at that point, and I was not doing surgical hands-on healing at that point.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just dropped off. Did you know I dropped off?
I knew you dropped off. I was just almost ready to run in there.
I caught it. Well, I didn't hear your answer, but I guess you answered my question. Okay?
Yes, you gave a beautiful answer.
Yeah. So how long after that first healing did you start hanging a shingle out and say, I'm Kimberly Meredith, and people are having healings with me?
They're giving me a negative blink. I don't think I ever said it.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of, it grew organically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You just kept doing people and doing people. And
I
eventually
just kept doing it. A lady from Karma Fest sent me to Baltimore, Maryland, and I started doing it there and then just kept growing that way.
Mm-hmm. You've had a lot of acknowledgement from people. First of all, you've worked on people, and they have had miracles, some of them just with one session, and some of them need more than one session. What are some of the miracles you've seen happen for people after you did a session with them?
I've seen some glorious miracles where people have had breast tumors dissolve and maybe seconds just gone. I've seen swollen, paralyzed tongues, you know, go back into the mouth. I've seen mercury poison where people have been completely purple, their skin go back to normal pale white pink. Mm-hmm. I've seen people that have been paralyzed so their leg couldn't move at all, and their leg go back to normal and then being able to walk off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen hearing completely deaf in the left ear from the age of 4 years old come back with the man staring at me, born and raised in Mexico, and actually show me an audiology report where the hearing now, he has hearing, where the doctor says this cannot happen at all. And he would say Hail Marys with me over and over and over again through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That took maybe, I'd say we did maybe 9 sessions of prayer over his ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Countless thyroid tumor goiters and lumps and nodules completely gone off the neck just in seconds through the Holy Spirit laying hands. Hernias, doing surgical hands-on healing, putting back where surgeries have happened, and the surgeries went well. But after the surgery, the intestinal tracts and stuff are not in right after God has me go back in and replace the large intestine and small intestine and put them back to where they're supposed to go. Mastectomies that have happened, this breast are still not fitting right or sitting right or feeling good. God has me go back in and smooth it out right and make it feel better. Just countless things that God moves my hands, the Holy Spirit does, and wants me to move things around.
Mm-hmm. You know, I come from a background as a physics major, and when I started having my experience communicating with this voice that said they were the Council of Elohim, I asked them all kinds of questions. And as I was watching you, I was trying to understand, even though this is not a mental process, I'm not sure that understanding it mentally helps the process, but still, my inquisitive mind was applying itself. And what it looked like to me, I've learned that a human is not just their body. Every human expands into other dimensions to the limit of their ability. And most humans are contracted. They have the potential, but they don't expand because they've never had a reference point to expand. And what it looked like to me is that you had a team, and you say it's in 12D.
Yes.
You know, they're in a higher dimension, and they work, you know, they can blink on this. They work on the human from a higher dimension, and then the healing has to download into the person's body. And I've watched you work with people. I watched you when you worked with Terry, and you made her say,
right.
I am in 12D. I am the light.
Yes. Yes.
And trying to help her expand into the healing energy, which already had taken place at the higher level, and that you use your own hands on the person's body to help ground the energy into their body. Does that sound, is that a reasonable explanation for us?
Yes, it's absolutely an intelligent way of saying it. And so for me to make it very simple to people to understand, I could not be doing this work or living this life as they've chosen for me to be the vessel, a trans-channeler to do this work, or a surgical healer to help people the way I do, if I didn't live the purity of this work and live in the 12th dimensional consciousness to do this work. Jesus was a person, a human being that lived in the 5th dimensional, 12th dimensional consciousness that did the miracles. And so you have to be in that dimension and surrender over to it, to do it and feel it and to experience it. And so when people often say, well, can it work for me, and can it stay, can it happen, can I do it? And all those questions are third-dimensional questions. So third-dimensional is doubt and fear and worry. When you go in that 12th dimension, that the miracles that happen, that's really letting go of that doubt. So it's almost like being just such a carefree, God-loving, childlike energy, which is the energy of that miraculous energy, where we let go of knowing that our brain is capable of doing anything and all, and letting go of artificial intelligence and all the things that God does not want us to have. And so going into the 12th dimensional consciousness is just so amazing, because we can have God as our healer. And I've seen it. I've lived it. If I die tomorrow, I'm so happy, because I know that this is so possible. This has happened. It's done. I've seen it. I know it. It's seen many people healed instantly in front of me. And they come back, and they're still healed. And so what I'm saying is that, can you be healed in the third dimension? No. It has to be the 12th dimensional consciousness. And we have a 12th dimensional consciousness here on Earth right now. We're just not embracing it as much as we can. But God is showing it right now. God is showing it all the time to us. And it is miraculous. It's beautiful. It's joyful. It's amazing. Can more people be open up to it every minute and constantly? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, praise God. Yes. Yes. Yes, I say yes. And 75% was dark energy, and less of it, more of it is becoming light energy, because people are opening up more and more to it. Amen.
Mm-hmm. When somebody gets a healing from you, you told me this, but I haven't seen this yet. Sometimes somebody will lay on the table, and the person is very rigid on some level in their belief patterns. They're in their heads. And Kimberly will throw them off the table and say, Unless you move
no,
into 12B.
No, Kimberly's not throwing him off the table. The Holy Spirit is. So
okay,
I'm never me. The Holy Spirit works through me. And what they do is they blink. So, yeah, I could be in front of 200 people, and if they're saying no, 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 that means that I know, first of all, if the person has been chosen, then the angels are saying that they've got something that's not good, and they know that it's not good. So they're willing, and if they're willing to come up on the table, that means for some reason they want to come up. They want to be healed. So there's something in their subconscious is saying, yes, I want to be healed. But then when they get on the table, there's something in them that's saying, well, I'm not ready. And then I'm picking it up. So they have to be willing to channel also and breathe and surrender. And then if they're giving me a no signal with my eye, meaning no, they're not with me, the Trinity, working with me, surrendering over and allowing the channel to come through their body and be healed, then I cannot do the job. So, of course, they have to get off the table and let somebody else come on so they can be healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, really, a person has to participate in the healing for it to work.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We all have to take responsibility, absolutely,
yeah,
for our healing, yes.
I know that. I just wanted to say it out loud, you know?
Absolutely.
And also, I asked you this question before, and you have this team in the other realms that is working with people, and after they make the connection through your body, and the person leaves, they can still keep working with that person. Yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they can stay healed.
And they can stay
healed. Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
But
they
the
can
person,
stay healed. And
it's the person.
And keep evolving and keep progressing and have such clarity in their lives and opening up to the God consciousness and 12th dimensional energy and awakening and to their own gifts and finding out that maybe they are needing to move forward in their path and of service and why we are here in the first place to be of service and of helping others and helping our planet.
Mm-hmm. Great. You know, I'll take a moment. You know, I've gotten to know Kimberly. I've gotten to know Kimberly, and I can tell you that she is the most, she thinks about this all the time. She knows she has this gift. She knows that it's rare, and she's giggly, and she has fun, but she's very serious about the work.
I'm here for you, yes.
Yeah, really serious. And, let's see. You know, one of the things that comes up for people, and in fact, there's somebody listening on the call today that brought this up. And, you know, you have to charge for this. You have, like, a $200 charge, which for what you're doing.
And I do have volunteers that are helping, and I do a lot of I do a lot of donational basis for my volunteers that work and help out for the Healing Trilogy. We do a tour. We're going on a tour to New York, and which is with beautiful Alan Steinfeld, and we are going to Agape on August 18th, and Michael Bernard Beckwith is doing that on August 18th. And I have my center over at the Gateway Healing Center. And I pray on 7 days a week doing Skypes, and I'm here for people.
And I know you pray for people even after they work with you, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, people try to say this should be free. And in the best of all
cases, it would be great if it was free.
Absolutely. One day we could be a nonprofit. Yeah.
Yeah, if people make donations, and at some point, I know there's people in my group, there's people listening right now that say, I want a healing. And they say, well, how can I come up with $200? And then you've done some well-to-do people, and they end up giving you $500, right? It's like,
well, they pay for other people that might need a healing, and this helps us. So we can go across and do things in other places and go out and reach. And I went to Alaska, and I went to Mexico, and I was able to lay hands on people in other places. So, you know. But I'd rather not get into all of that at this moment and ask more questions about things that can help people at this moment.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring it up because, you know, we're all humans. I mean, I have been giving these conference calls away for years now, and I'm selling my other little products, my pendants and wands and everything, so I can afford to do it. And you know, when Terry came down with her stage 4 lymphoma, and I freaked out. She was like 3/4 out of her body, and I thought she was hanging on a thread. And you know, I did a GoFundMe for Terry, and all this time that we've been doing this stuff for free, we've had so many people that have given back.
That's amazing. That's wonderful.
You know,
are very low rate. My events are $20, $30 at the most, and we never turn anybody away at the event.
Yeah.
And everybody has a blessing, and everybody is, I feel, they feel a lot of... they can go on and look at the site and see what has gone on. So, do you want to ask the guides any more questions?
Let's see. But are they going to just blink yes or no, or are they going to say something?
Well, that's how I channel. So,
won't they blink yes or no, right?
I blink and then I answer the question. So it's that's how we do it. Yeah.
So we have.
Unless you want to have people ask me questions, you can do that.
Well,
I'd love to do that. If you want.
I'm thinking of that. Okay.
That'd be beautiful. And I could say some prayers.
Yeah.
Do that too.
You know, I believe. Let me ask
whatever
this question. I'm going to ask this question, okay?
Sure.
I have a connection with a certain segment of the Council of Elohim. And you have a connection with a certain segment of the Council of Elohim. And what I've learned is they have specialists. So you have the specialists for healing. And I have, I'm making this up, I have different specialists. When we're both doing something together, like being on our call, and since we both have separate aspects, do they all start collaborating together to create even a bigger energy for the public on this call? That's the question.
Okay, I believe that there is just one beautiful one God, and I work through the one God and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is just the most amazing energy of all. But I also know that there's lots of names for Holy Spirit, Elohim. And I honor all of the names and energies. And I go by what my eyes say, which is just beautiful blinks that I'm getting right now. So I honor what you're saying. So, of course, the energy is going to be dynamic and beautiful and wonderful.
Yes.
That's great. So I'm all for it.
The Elohim, when I talk to them, explain that everything is derivative.
I work more through just trans-channeling and actually just speaking and doing and not explaining so much, because I work through the glory and the energy more than speaking about it. So I blink and speak in codes with God, and the angels speak through my eyes, and they tell me that, you know, the consciousness of God has risen, and we are here to proclaim it, and know we are at peace right now. This country can be at peace right now, and that by tapping into this energy, that we all can tap into it, and no energy is better than the other energy, that we are all here to accept the Holy Spirit through our body, and this energy can go right through our body, and we can feel this beautiful 12th-dimensional conscious energy, and know that we are safe, we are loved, and good. And there's lots of things that can help us right now. And we can turn away from other consciousness that's trying to make us fearful.
Right.
There's lots of things that we can do. Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna
try unmuting the lines. But we may have too much background noise. Let's see what happens.
All callers are unmuted.
Hello.
Okay, I want you guys to keep it quiet, okay? Otherwise, I'll have to mute everybody. And who is that talking?
Dharmananda.
Dharmananda. Okay, I know you want a healing, right? So.
Yeah, I need a remote healing. I can't go anywhere. I'm in too much pain. I can't move my hips. I have no cartilage left to my hips or anything, so I have a lot of calcium deposits.
Well, you know what? I will talk with you after the call, because maybe we can do a fundraiser on your behalf, okay, to try to raise enough money to help you, okay? But you
got
to figure out...
No problem.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the money for the healing, but...
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Hi.
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 Okay.
Bless you.
Okay. Well, I'll call you and we'll see what we can do. How you can figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, the question was,
right?
You can set one up online.
Did you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if a remote healing would work for me.
Well, do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Do you believe in God? Do you believe that you could be healed? Then you can be healed, sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Okay, I do. Okay, thanks.
Okay, good. You can be healed then.
I can share my healing story.
Both eyes are blinking.
Kimberly.
Both eyes are blinking.
Oh.
Yes, but who is speaking?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was going to say I can share my healing story so he can hear a little bit about that.
Okay.
It's Iris.
Who are you? Okay.
Is that okay? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is that talking?
It's Iris. Hi.
Hi, Iris.
Hi. I think we met.
We met in Sedona.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. With Terry.
And you helped Kimberly, right?
I do, yes. She's a good friend of mine, and I love to spend some time volunteering and helping the Healing Trilogy, and I came out for that trip, which was great, in Sedona. So I worked with Kimberly for probably the past 3 years doing some sessions, and it took a while for me to realize I wasn't strong enough in my faith, that even though I was getting some results from healing sessions, I had more of the miraculous healings, especially one in particular that I want to share when I got stronger with my faith in the Holy Spirit, and was able to look at how I had some conflicting views growing up Jewish and not really feeling like I was as strong in my faith as I could be, which I am now. So I Kimberly removed a tumor I had in my right breast that was there about 20 or 25 years, in her with her hands and prayers in a session. It, probably within 3 minutes, it was gone, and it was amazing. And I was right there praying along. And when I went back to the surgeon, a prominent Beverly Hills surgeon, who's very successful for operating on a lot of famous people and well-known people in the world. She was really blown away and kept taking photos of the ultrasound to show me that it was gone. And she was so confused because it was just there a few months ago. And I told her that hands-on healing fixed it and got rid of it. And it was really an amazing experience.
Yeah, we have many like this.
This is a dime a dozen.
Jesus.
Oh, you're welcome. This happens all the time.
Jesus.
And I just want to say one more thing. As far as the money, I've always been interested in healings, and I never even flinched over it, because the value you get, like, God produces that money when you need a healing. It's so minimal. I've spent a fortune on people that were not even the real deal and couldn't do one fraction of what Kimberly's gift from God is. Like, she's the Messiah. She's the real deal. I've never seen anything like it. I've been in dozens of her group healings where magic has occurred that's blown the minds of everyone in the room. So it seems like a minimal fee to really have your whole world shaken. And I mean, it is. You know, you could be paying $50,000 for surgery to do what she's surgically doing with her hands naturally through prayer and God, you know? So I've found that most people can attest to that and want to be more generous when they have miraculous healing. You know, everybody's, that's that. Yeah.
I think there's something to be said when a person has a very high intention, it brings the money in. Either somebody gives it to them or something happens.
And well, they already have it because they're a money manifester.
Yeah, but with the high intention, it increases the healing.
I always felt awkward anyway charging, but I don't want to, the people were in my home at first, and then I couldn't go to the events or the expo I started going to, and I don't want them coming to my home. It's not appropriate, and you need to have a place, and
an
so
office,
then you have to have an appropriate place to go. Yeah, so, you know, maybe one day we'll have a healing center and it'll be funded so we can have, everybody can come and not pay. So anyway, let's not talk about the money anymore. Let's ask some other questions.
Okay, well, we only have a couple minutes more. Who else has a question?
Thank you, Iris, for spreading the news.
Anyone,
the good news.
Anyone else?
Maybe Kimberly can help me. Can she help me?
Thank you for spreading the good news, Iris.
I have a tie to see.
What, sweetie?
It's Chris.
Yes, Chris. Can I help you?
Yes, I have hepatitis C that's really affecting my liver.
Yes.
Do you think you could be able to help me?
I have helped people with this condition and other conditions of this sort. Like Iris was saying, and others that have come, it's depending on you and me when we're together in your connection. What is your connection like with the energy of this beautiful and miraculous energy of how you?
I'm pretty
feel?
Connected. Yeah, I think I'm pretty metaphysically aware and.
Yeah. So what happens in a session, you don't tell me anything. I scan the whole entire body. God has given me the gifts to tell me where things are connected, how things are going. I blink on everything in that session. It's, you know, 90 minutes, even if it's Skype. Skypes are really powerful too. And then I'll give you my assessment of what's happening. And then when we start to do the prayer, you'll feel the chills. You'll feel what's going on. And then it'll start to happen. You'll feel it going on through the body. And then we go from there. So everybody has their different experience, but you really have to be ready for that experience and know that you're tapped, you know, you're ready to have that experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm definitely ready.
Okay. Rock on.
Sounds great. All right. Well, we're going to hook up then. Sister.
Okay.
Bless you.
You know, K- Kimberly, we're going to our whole planet healing call. In 5 minutes. And
well,
I wanted to invite...
Well, let me just say a quick prayer for everybody before I leave. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to invite you. Why don't you come on that call if you want
to. Well, my eyes are blinking so fast and so hard right now. I don't know if I can handle the energy. I mean,
okay.
I know I can, but I just felt like just saying God bless everybody, and I'm sending them so much love and light to everybody here right now. Hashem,
Sherry, how
Hashem.
Do we contact you?
Love and light. I'm on thehealingtrilogy.com. Thehealingtrilogy.com. It's best to reach me on my website. The phones are pretty high volume right now. It's best to just self-schedule on thehealingtrilogy.com. If you're in L.A., I'm going to be at the Agape soon. And I'm also going to be in Orange County. And I'm going to New York and Connecticut in the end of September.
Kimberly told me to emphasize that don't call her. Make an appointment on her website because she can't handle phone calls.
No, I can't handle phone calls. It's better to get to the point to just go on the website. Yes. You're so
it's because her phone rings nonstop. It never stops ringing.
Right. And,
no, I know. I've helped her. That's why.
Okay. So all of you that want to join us on Whole Planet Healing,
this is where we do a
20-minute planetary prayer. Guys, what's the phone number for Whole Planet Healing?
712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound.
Okay. And if you missed that...
Ben, thank you so much for having me on.
Was Kimberly going to do a prayer for everybody? Or?
Please.
Great energy.
Yeah, I wanted to do a prayer, yeah.
Yeah, could you
okay, well, we got a minute here.
I don't think we have time.
The people that are on... You know what? We're going to do this again soon.
Okay,
we're
I'll come
let,
back on and do a prayer the next time. A very powerful 12-dimensional consciousness prayer where I'll take everybody through a meditational consciousness prayer the next time I come on.
We would love you to do that. And anytime you want to do that.
Meditational consciousness prayer, yes.
Anytime you want to do that on Whole Planet Healing,
okay.
You can come on and do it. If you want to do it now, you could do it, you know?
No, we'll I'll let you guys spin off so you guys could go on there. It sounds really amazing. And I'm just so gracious and Thank you for having me on today. And I just wish everybody so much love and light and God's blessings to everybody.
You're
thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. You guys are awesome. Bye.
You're awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We
thank
will
you,
see you.
Kimberly.
I love you, Terry.
Love you, too. Love your work. And love the sources. And love God.
Love you, everybody. Love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Love you, Kimberly.
God bless.
Love you, Iris.
What a great energy.